Hello, Shori.
Hey, how's it going? It's Tammy with RDI.
Hey.
How are you guys?
We're good. I'm about to leave, but so I'll give the phone to Dad.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Hello?
Hey, Bruce, it's Tammy. How are you?
Hey, oh, doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, you know, just getting by. Probably don't sound the same, but we're doing
what we can. I kind of sound like I did last week. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're trucking through, you know. That four-letter word, sick, is not allowed to be said this time of year, so.
Oh, I know, right? It is like, even if you are, you just don't, you got to keep trucking, so.
Yeah, so here we are. But how's everything going? How are you guys doing?
No, it's going good. It's picked out red. Fine, I'm eating a piece of chocolate.
No, you're good.
It's kind of like our last time. You called, I actually had a good time, because we just had our rest, just our last person just left, so.
Nice.
But going good. We had the guy that's wanting the one carat.
Yeah.
Is coming in Monday with his mom.
Okay.
Me and his mom, we've been talking back and forth, and so he's torn between the 90 pointer and the one carat size. And I told him, I'm like, you know, it's whatever size you want to do. I said, these are all, like, super nice diamonds.
Right.
And so I think he's trying to figure out how to do the more expensive one.
Yeah.
Because his brother's pushing him to get it. So this has become a family affair.
Okay.
So all of a sudden his brother's a diamond expert. And his brother's like, oh, yeah, let me tell you, you need a VVS. He's the one that got them all on the VVS.
Oh, my God.
But his brother paid, like, $8,000 for his.
Yeah.
So he's telling him, well, if you can get one for six, man, you better buy it. You just go borrow you some money. You know what I mean? So I'm like,
right.
So the mom's in between telling him, like, hey, well, maybe you don't want to borrow money. You don't, you know, just buy what you can afford. And then his brother's like, no, man, go ahead and get it. You know, so they call me and they say, hey, we're coming in Monday. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I said, I got them here. I said, she sent me two other 90 pointers. They're beautiful. I mean, it's like. And I said, we definitely got something in your budget.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, and then he shows me a picture of a ring, so now he's gone from a six-prong basic Tiffany setting to a six-prong that's got a hidden halo at the bottom, and I'm like, I said, well, that's not included in the $400, so you're picking out a $700, $800 setting here.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, oh, yeah, I know. He said, I'm just trying to, you know. You know, this is the mom. The mom's saying he's just trying to get his best options. And I'm like, I get it. But what he's wanting is, I mean, that's like a super nice setting. I said, well, just come in. We'll look through the catalog. And then we'll, I said, because I got to fit, the diamond's got to fit the setting. So
anyway,
so it's just a matter of him picking out whichever one he wants.
Yeah.
So he's definitely like wanting one or the other. I think it's just a matter of him trying to see if he can come up with some extra money. So
right.
But anyway, but so far, I mean, that's gone good. We've had we showed actually a couple of other naturals, and just folks just coming in wanting to know if we had something. And I'm like, well, I got this in stock, and then I got a couple in my safe. Let me go back here and get them. So we had so we've been showing those, and so it's kind of weird. We had some. One person wanted a chocolate, like, I want a natural chocolate diamond. I'm like, okay. I'm like, we don't have that, but.
Right.
So let me call. I think Victoria called him, but he's wanting to spend like $700. I'm like,
yeah.
And he said, I found a 2-carat chocolate for sale. I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, so somebody's got a dog that they're calling it.
Right. They got an i3 that is going brown.
Yeah. And I'm like, if they got one for $700, that's the one you ought to get. So, and I don't know if they do or not, because I said, well, did you get a picture of it? And he's like, no, man, it wouldn't let me. And I'm like,
There's a reason.
There's a reason. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because we let people take pictures of our stuff all the time. We're like, hey, you know, just sure, you know, because I know they're going to be comparative shopping, so I know we're always in the ballpark for sure. But
right.
Anyway, they've. I was trying to think. We had a. What else has been going on? Sold a pair of the lab grown we got from you guys.
Perfect.
So that's worked out pretty good there. That's kind of slowed down a little bit. I mean, it's like, I don't know about here, but obviously with like 1 carat size stones, everybody's, I don't know if they're liquidating them or what. We had a lady that had some 1 carats and then had a slew of them in lab grown, got a bunch of lab grown. And she ran a liquidation, like, deal of the day, liquidation, 2 carat total weight, blah, blah, $500. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, my word. She's, and she put on there overstocked, like, got too many in stock, blah, 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 I need to, I'm like, Lord have mercy. I'm like, this seems like this might be the beginning of the end.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, it was
maybe
crazy.
With lab grown, maybe, because it's like, it's because I don't know. This year, definitely, we've had a few lab grown, not like we did last year. I will say that that's definitely been different. And when now all of a sudden we've had more people kind of. We had a lady. We had a flex bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lab grown and we had a natural. And she's like, yeah, I think I'd just rather go natural. And the thing is, we ended up between the two. We didn't realize this until then. But because of the mounting size and all like that, we the natural wasn't that much more expensive.
Right.
And so now we've had the natural a little bit longer too, but still. And so fortunately, we didn't stock up on a lot. So we're not seeing what's going to happen, but. But anyway, but so far, I mean, it's we haven't really had any like huge pieces walk out the door. It's mainly been a lot of like, you know, 1,000-ish, something like that, 500, 400.
Right.
So our sterling silver's been that's been really going strong, which is kind of ironic because people have been wanting to do yellow. So I don't know. So it's just kind of all over the place at the moment. But anyway, what have y'all been seeing? I mean, have y'all still seeing more people calling for natural and stuff
like
that?
We're definitely seeing more naturals go.
That's good.
You know, less and less people are asking for lab, which is good. And honestly, it's harder and harder to even grab lab. I mean, lab, like jewelry manufacturers are on a hold. They're behind. They actually have back orders for jewelry and things like that. But even loose, it's hard to find. There's really not much available right now. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it depends on what you're looking for. And they've gone up on price on some of these. I mean, it's like...
Trying to stay in business.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Back in March, when we went to the Miami show, we kind of loaded up. But then we were just checking we had a customer that wanted a 2 carat oval. And I said, well, let me see what I got here. And so I had it was like a 2.2, something like that there. And I mean, I've had this thing almost a year now. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I said we really could, you know, make a good deal and all like that on it. And so they've, and she said, oh, okay. Well, she went online. She was showing us the ring she wanted to make. And anyway, but Brilliant Earth, oh, my goodness. It was a lab-grown ring that with the marquees and rams on the side.
Yeah.
$5,500.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I was like, oh, whoa. Like, holy cow. She said, I love that ring, and my boyfriend was going to order it, but we had a couple of people buy rings from them already, but they've had problems with their stones coming out. I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, I've redone two from there. And I said, And, you know, I was shocked they were still asking that much because I'm like, everything I'm seeing is like like free falling. So.
Well, they're trying to keep themselves in business.
Yeah, for sure. So, but anyway, so hopefully that guy with therapy in. We did have. I'm trying to think here. We've had a couple people looking at a couple. We've still got an oval, a carrot and a half, a natural we got from you guys.
Yeah.
And so we discounted it down a little bit, just trying to see if we can get some bites on it. And then we had a couple folks interested in it, but so we'll see. We'll see. You know, so the ladies are like, hey, write this down for my hubby, and then that kind of thing. But anyway, people y'all talk to, or some of your other vendors, are they? Christmas been pretty good for them so far so good, or
It's been pretty much the same, where it's kind of a slow little bit of a start, but it's starting to pick up quite a bit now. So
I think that government shutdown mess really kind of it was really weird for us, because we have a base here, but it's not like what it was, and like I said before, there's more people that work out there than we realize.
Yeah,
and it put a little dimple in, a dent in the economy here, our local economy, because even some of the other places like mechanics and we have a place down called the Soap Factory. Anyway, this local family owns it, and she said, "Oh my goodness," she said, "it really, like, November was awful for us."
Yeah,
she said we went from last year we did like 22,000 a month of November, and this year we didn't even squeeze out 10, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That wouldn't even make our payroll.
Right.
And so she said, yeah, it was just like downright ugly. And I'm like, oh, I know. I said, it was the craziest thing. I said, we didn't realize that we had that many more people out there at the base than what we realized. That's actually in our community and in the marketplace. But anyway. Is there anything you need back?
Out of curiosity, I know you guys were sending back the 101 and the 90, the JSI-2 and the HSI-2. Did you guys send that back?
Let me see. I'm not sure. I know Victoria was – she mentioned y'all had an email or something like that.
Yeah. And she said she was getting it out. I don't know if you guys ended up dropping it off or not.
Let me see. Let me double check, because we got. Hang on 1 second here. Okay, let me see, because we got the. All right, that's for Hatfield. Okay. All right, that's for Hatfield, too, because he wants to see the VBS and the IF. Okay, so. I got them right here, so you need to send those back.
Yeah, if you can send those back and then send me the tracking, I've got an insurance replacement on one of them, so if I can get them, that'd be great.
Okay, now we'll do that. In fact, I'll get one of them and run it down there to the UPS store.
Okay.
So we'll get these boxed up right here. So is it just these two?
The others
are for Hatfield. That's the customer.
Yeah.
Because he said he wanted to see the VBS-2 again and the VS, and so I got him. Yeah, because this is the SI-2J and the SI-2H.
Yep.
Those are the two. Okay. All right. So let me get those. We'll box those up, get those out right now. And then, all right. And I guess we're good at the moment. I'm trying to think.
And then just have one of the ladies or yourself just send me the tracking when you get a chance.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll shoot you an email or a picture of it there.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay, Tammy. Well, we'll get those out today then, and then I'll get them for tomorrow afternoon delivery. That way you guys can get them in. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'll knock that out right quick then.
All right.
Yeah.
And let me know if there's anything else you guys need.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Hopefully hopefully we might see some more interest in naturals. I mean, seems like they're starting to, you know, our area, we're always, I always feel like we're kind of like the last to know type area.
You're not, though, I promise.
It's one of those you kind of like, oh, okay, kind of hits here last for everything else. Or it hits everywhere else before it does here. So.
Yeah, but you're not. Trust me, Alaska's way behind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Well, all right, Tammy. Well, if we have anything, I'll give you a call. Y'all still working on Saturdays, too?
Yes, we are. Yep.
Are you? Oh, okay. Well, I hope you get feeling better. So
me too.
Yeah. I know I had that stuff last week, and me and Matthew both, and then we were like, ugh.
Yeah.
But just drink some orange juice and take a leaf cold sinus. That's my go-to this time of year. So.
Definitely medicated.
Medicated. Yeah, I hear you. I don't blame you. Well, stay medicated. And
I will.
If we have anything, we'll give you a holler, and
right.
I'll get these out right now while we're slow.
All right. Sounds good, Bruce. I appreciate it.
All right, Tammy. Hope you get feeling better.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.